Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the Steelers drafted Troy Fontenot. Is that how we're saying it?
I think we're still trying to figure it out.
We're still trying to say it the right way. No matter what, my thoughts were when the Steelers drafted him. I don't care if he can play right tackle. Can he play first base?
Fautanu.
Can he play first base? Because the guy that I'm watching currently play first base in this town, well, go ahead, say it for me. Say it for me, Austin.
He's not very good.
No. He stinks. There we go. He stinks. Anyway, joining me now to talk about baseball and maybe a whole bunch of other things. Who knows where this interview could go is our good friend Noah Howes from the Post-Gazette, who covers the Pirates for a living. And Noah, first of all, how's your Friday afternoon going? Things good?
Yeah, I mean, things are going great. For those watching, I can see I'm at Scally's just getting a little practice on my short game. First time had the opportunity to get out here and work on it a little bit. So all's well with me. How are you, Paul?
I cannot complain. Things are going well, and, you know, I think that's a good place for us to start. Ever since Rowdy Tellez has lectured the fans about how they're supposed to act, things have not gone very well for him, have they?
No, and I mean, to be honest, they weren't going that well for him before he did that either. This is a guy who has one extra base hit all season. It was a pinch hit home run, I think, in the fourth game of the year. But yeah, it's been a rough going for Rowdy so far this season.
He's not been very good for sure. The Pirates basically, are we going to at some point see Nick Gonzalez here? I mean, Noah, isn't he the kind of guy that you probably need to bring up given the fact that they are struggling at the plate?
Yeah, I think so. The only problem is, I mean, where do you play him every day? I mean, Triolo isn't necessarily killing the ball, but he's one of the best defensive players in baseball right now. When you look at the defensive run saved, when you look at his impact on double plays, which the Pirates turned really well, and you're not going to play him at shortstop ahead of Cruz, who had a really good series against the Brewers. But I agree. At some point, I mean, the guy, what more could you ask for the guy from the guy? I mean, he's demolishing the baseball. I know midweek he was hitting over 400. I'm not sure if he's still above that right now. But it's tough because, I mean, do you bring him up to be a utility infielder? If so, I mean, Alika Williams is the utility infielder right now. He's hitting the ball well. So I think it's going to come sooner rather than later, but it's just kind of tough because I don't know what you do with him when he gets up here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. To me, you could move Triolo to first, couldn't you? And then we would never have to see Rowdy Tellez again.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, you could. I think if they're going to replace Tellez, they're going to want a left-handed bat. And with Triolo being a right-handed hitter, I mean, they have a good right-handed first baseman. Connor Joe, I thought, has been pretty good this season. I mean, the last series, he was 3-for-3 in pinch hitting for Rowdy Tellez. And he plays better defense. I think there is a solution, though, in the system where if you want another left-handed bat, I mean, Jake Lamb's in AAA right now. This is a guy who was an all-star earlier in his career. He's a veteran guy. I think he's 33 years old, maybe. He's hitting above 380 right now with three home runs in AAA. I mean, that guy's sitting there waiting for you to utilize him. I know you don't want to give up on a guy that you signed for $3 million in April, but when he's struggling at this much of a clip, I mean, 1-for-19 in the last homestand, just one extra base hit, the defense isn't great. You've got to start looking for other options, and that could mean Connor Joe. That could mean, you know, like you pointed out, maybe Triolo, or it could mean, again, Jake Lamb is a name I think we should be talking about more.
Yeah, there's no question that they need to figure something out. It's kind of interesting where you look at where they were at, and it's like a tornado out there.
The windstorm.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, they were at 9-2 at one point, but since then they're 4-11. What has sort of brought them back to earth a little bit? What's been the story of why they've struggled of late?
I think a multitude of things. There have been individual struggles. I mean, Aroldis Chapman was really, really good in his first seven appearances, he threw five shutout innings. And then in his last five outings, he's allowed at least one run every time. Not all of those are earned, but he's allowing guys to score a lot. And that's hurt them. He's been a big, cause for the bullpen struggles. The fielding has been bad all year. And we saw that continued this last game. I don't think it necessarily killed them, but, I mean, they haven't really won a game thanks to the help of their defense, which I think that's how this team was kind of built coming into this season. So that's been a problem. And it's just the lack of power. I mean, they have, like, four guys tied for the team lead with three home runs. No one's really barreling the ball consistently. And, I mean, a lot of the guys that they thought would develop or, deliver power numbers – Henry Davis, Rowdy Tellez, they haven't been off to a great start. So it's been lack of power production at the plate. I think they've been too passive. I think they did a little better in this last series. And you combine that with poor bullpen usage, and there's a plane going right over my head.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's tremendous.
Good old Moon Township, Paul. Good old Moon Township. Yeah, you complain. You pair the bad defense with the lack of power and the inconsistent bullpen from the guys that you really need to be consistent, and that's how you go from 9-2 to a 500 ball club.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing. But now they got a road trip on the West Coast in San Francisco and elsewhere. It's important that they get back on track here, isn't it? I mean, it's still early and they can recover, but they got to get back to playing really good baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch Keller voiced this. They're leaving a lot of winnable games on the table right now. Yesterday was a game they should have won. And I would argue that Wednesday was a game they probably should have won as well. And not only are those two losses added to your credit, but those are two losses to a division foe. And I do anticipate this division to be airtight between at least three, maybe four of the teams in it, leading into at least July. And when you're dropping games against the Brewers at home that were very winnable, you're going to look back and regret it. And I think that's what this team recognizes right now. They they lost three winnable games in New York, or at least two of them, and then they lose these last two to Milwaukee, and you've got to right these wrongs. You don't want to let this season get away from you before it could even really get going. You don't want to waste yet another good start. And I think another thing is you don't want Paul Skeens to arrive here with this team out of contention or having to make up significant ground, because he's a weapon where if you add him on and you're just around 500, he can make you a better ball club.
Will we see him before Memorial Day?
Yeah. Yeah. The dates that I've heard are May 5th and May 10th are the two dates that I've heard. I'd probably lean more to May 10th, but it could be as early as May 5th, which would be this next homestand coming up. Whenever this team, I think he's going to make one more start, which I believe would be April 30th. And then after that, it could be at any time. I mean, I would imagine he gets to 75, 80 pitches in his next outing. And once he's at that level, it might be time. I still think it'll be maybe he'll probably have one or two more in AAA, at least one more for sure. But May 10th would be the date that I would circle as a potential debut for him.
Okay, well, that would, I guess it's not too much further down the road. You look at what they've gotten from the rotation, Noah. Bailey Falter and Martin Perez, if they can do what they've done so far the rest of the year, I mean, they will be two of the biggest bargains that the Pirates have ever signed.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows what you get with Marco Gonzalez if he can come back. I mean, he was really effective as well, Paul. So you look at it, I mean, Martin Perez is, I think, a lesser surprise compared to Bailey Falter. But, I mean, the Falter thing is impressive, I think, and it's a credit to Derek Shelton for the way he organized this rotation. He paired Falter, a lefty who throws nothing but fastballs, right behind a righty, Jared Jones, a guy who throws nothing but fastballs. So back-to-back days, teams are facing, at first, a righty that throws around 100, and you're going to see all fastball slider. And then you follow that the next day with a lefty who's coming in throwing a fastball that's, like, slower than Jared Jones's changeup, essentially. And it keeps guys off balance. And I think that pairing has worked consistently. Those have been the two most consistent pitchers for the Pirates this year, and I don't think it's a coincidence that they're pitching back-to-back. They've been really good, and Martin Perez has been really good as well.
Well, I just tell you, I mean, I think Martin Perez and Bailey Falter, I think if they can do what they've done, and you bring Skeens up and Jared Jones keeps doing what he's doing, you pitching like that, I mean, you're eventually going to start winning games in bunches, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you play six games a week and in five of them you get your starter to go at least five innings and allow three or less runs, you should be a team that goes over 500. And so far, that's been the case for this team. Most of their starts from their starters have gone five innings and allowed three or less runs, and they've been a 500 ball club. So you figure if Falter and Perez can continue this, I have no concerns with Jones. I have no concerns with Skeens whenever he's up here. And Keller, he's going to be Keller. So I really do think the starting pitching could be sustainable if it can remain healthy enough to keep them in position to win pretty much every game they play.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Well, I mean, you're out there getting ready to hit some. No, so are you gonna play the par three course, or are you just working on your swing?
I did a little both. I played the par three course, and now I'm on the pitch and putt. So we're just working on the irons, the short game, Paul. You know, not all of us can hit it 400 off the tee like you. No. So we gotta fix our other areas.
Yeah, no driving range for you today.
No, that'll probably be next. Okay. You know, we start low and we go longer.
Okay, well, good. Well, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm very envious that you're out there swinging a golf club. And, someday we're going to get on a real course and hit it together.
Absolutely. Sometime soon, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, he's Noah Howes from the Post-Gazette. Enjoy yourself, Noah. Make sure you say goodbye to City Limits.
Absolutely. See you later, City Limits.
There you go.
See you, Noah.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.